From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The House is set to vote today on legislation aimed at pressuring China to let its currency rise in value against the U.S. dollar. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, why is this measure moving forward in the House now?
This is a jobs issue and an election issue. Democrats, including the president, have few chances left before the elections to demonstrate that they're trying to do something to spur employment.
So what's the issue regarding China's currency?
Well, for a long time, critics of China's monetary policy have said that China deliberately undervalues its currency, doesn't let it float naturally in relation to other currencies. And they say that that gives China an unfair trade advantage. Now, some weeks ago, I spoke with Thomas Duesterberg of the Manufacturers Alliance. That's a research and education group that serves industry. And here's one of the things he told me when I asked him what it would take to get manufacturing going at a higher level in the U.S. and create more jobs.
We could use some help from currency rates. The Chinese continue doggedly to keep their currency widely undervalued, and that hurts us both in our domestic market and in third markets like in Europe.
So has there been any reaction yet from China?
Well, as this legislation moves forward, as a matter of fact, yes. Today, China's central bank says it will let its currency float more flexibly against other currencies, including the dollar.
So, Paul, what would this legislation before the House do?
Well, it would let American companies apply for tariffs on imports from countries with undervalued currencies. That's something China certainly doesn't want, and it's widely expected to pass the House. In the Senate, the prospects are less clear.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. President Obama makes stops in Iowa and Virginia today as he tries to ramp up enthusiasm among Democratic voters in advance of November's elections. Mr. Obama was reaching out to young voters yesterday at a rally at the University of Wisconsin.
We're finally on level ground. We're moving forward. Suddenly we get a tap on the shoulder and we look behind us and who is it? It's the Republicans. And they're asking for the keys back. And we've got to tell them, you can't have the keys back. You don't know how to drive.
NPR's Scott Horsley says the president was also asked about his Christian faith at an event in New Mexico.
His family wasn't particularly religious, he said, so he's a Christian by choice.
The precepts of Jesus Christ spoke to me in terms of the kind of life that I would want to lead, being my brother's and sister's keeper, treating others as they would treat me.
Mr. Obama added, whatever his personal religious views, part of America's strength is embracing people of all faiths and none. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
A federal appeals court is allowing government funding of embryonic stem cell research to continue for now while it considers an appeal of a lower court ruling blocking that funding. The panel says it will expedite its decision on the appeal, which was brought by the Obama administration. This is NPR News. The Mississippi River is expected to crest at about 4.5 feet above flood stage this weekend, and Rick Larkin, director of emergency management in St. Paul, Minnesota, tells KARE-TV that communities along the river need to be prepared.
Once that crest comes, people have to remember the water does have to go down as well.
The mayor of St. Paul has declared a flooding emergency. Flooding concerns are easing, though, in parts of Wisconsin, where the Wisconsin River is expected to recede significantly over the next day or so. Gunmen in Nigeria are demanding a ransom for 15 children who were abducted on Monday. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton says the children were on a school bus that was hijacked by the gunmen in a turbulent area on the fringes of the oil-producing Niger Delta.
The kidnappers are seeking $150,000 for the children they've abducted. Their bus was hijacked in Nigeria's Abia state capital, Aba, en route to the Children's International School. There has been a spate of abductions in Abia in recent months, but analysts say the abduction of children is a worrying departure by criminal gangs roaming the region. The sharp rise in kidnapping has prompted many wealthier Nigerians and expatriates to travel with armed escorts. Abia State is awash with weapons and armed robbers in a region where oil militants have regularly abducted mainly foreigners. Recently, gang leaders in Abia rejected an amnesty offer from the state governor in return for surrendering their arms. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Accra.
Former President Jimmy Carter has spent the night in a Cleveland hospital where he was taken after developing stomach problems on a flight to the city. Relatives say Mr. Carter is fine and will resume a tour promoting his latest book today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.